You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 21st of June 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, it's Midsummer's Day today, so happy summer solstice, happy Midsummer's Day, happy Feast of St. John the Baptist. It's the longest day of the year. I think it's about 17 hours daylight in Britain. And druids and pagans did actually make it to Stonehenge last night for about an hour. I think they were able to get onto the stones and they actually cut the live feed. English Heritage cut the live feed. So people that were watching online were unable to see the sun come up, which is a bit shameful, really, of English Heritage to do that. They said that there was COVID restrictions, so that was why people couldn't go there. But apart from that, I think weather's not too bad where I am. I think it might be a bit rainy elsewhere from what I've seen on the news today. I guess it might well be sunnier in the south of Europe. Traditionally, it rains on Midsummer's Day in Britain, so I'm just pleased that it's a nice day anyway, and a happy Midsummer's Day to everyone. Before we get into the podcast today, I'll just remind listeners that Radio Albion is listener-funded, and we do have cryptocurrency addresses so that people can send us donations. I've just had to purchase a new computer, so if you can afford to donate, then please do. It will be gratefully received. Well, today I want to talk some more about this gender neutral craziness that's going on. Last week I talked about how important it was for us to have gender definitions and how important it is for little boys to learn to be little boys and to like being little boys and not want to be girls. And the same for little girls. They need to learn to like being little girls and not want to be little boys. And the way that you do this is you tell each of them things that they can do that the other gender can't do. I mean, women can have children. This is why little girls like to have dolls and dress dolls up and push them around in prams and pretend to look after the dolls and have a doll's house. And all that sort of thing needs to be encouraged for little girls, and little boys need to be encouraged to play fight and to drive around in things and, you know, like go-karts or those little trucks that kids have. And they need to be told that they will be stronger than the girls when they get older, and they need to protect them. And they need to be taught that they shouldn't cry, because they may well need to be relied upon in an emergency to protect those that are weaker than themselves. And all this is the sort of thing that should be going on in schools. They should really be reinforcing the differences between the genders, because we have a serious problem with gender dysphoria. In one poll I saw that took place in America, it was saying that 10% of the youngsters were now confused about their gender. I'm not sure if that was just within one school or one particular area. 10% of the under 18s were identifying as transgender. Now, this is a serious problem that we have, and it's down to two things. It's down to hormone disruptors in the environment, and it's down to the promotion of transgenderism everywhere. And also the promotion of this idea that it's a good thing to be gender neutral. I think it's the worst possible thing you can do for a child is to teach them to be gender neutral. You're just sowing the seeds for gender confusion as they grow up. And one of the main instigators of this is the LGBTQ plus charity Stonewall. The LGBTQ plus charity Stonewall has told teachers in Britain to ditch the terms boys and girls and refer to pupils with the gender neutral learners. Now, of course, this is the worst possible thing that can be done here. Boys and girls, they like to be little boys. They like to be referred to as boys. And they like to be, they are different to girls. You have to teach them that they're different to girls. If you teach them that they're the same as girls, girls are going to get hurt during the rough and tumble and during the horseplay at school. And who do LGBTQ plus charity Stonewall think they are? Telling teachers how they should be bringing up children. Are they trained in childcare? No, they're not. They're a charity for promoting whatever it is that homosexuals want, basically, that they advocate for homosexuals. So what have homosexuals got to do with children? Homosexuals cannot actually produce children. They're a genetic dead end, basically. They're as far away from being able to produce children as it is actually possible to get. So where do they get this authority from to be telling teachers how they should be teaching? Well, they get this authority from the government. Stonewall, which has been supported financially by the nominally conservative government in the UK, told schools that all gendered language should be removed from the classroom and that sports should no longer be divided by sex. I mean, that's absolutely crazy, isn't it? The girls are just going to get hurt, aren't they? If you don't split the sports teams up into girls and boys. And gendered language is a part of our language. They're attacking the roots of the English language now. And it's even more gendered in languages like German and French. Individual objects have male or female descriptions for them. We don't have that in English, but they do in German and French. It's going to be even worse there. I mean, this is attacking our language itself to be saying that we shouldn't be using gendered language. And it's just setting these children up for confusion. The leftist charity, again, this is a left-wing charity as well. I don't know if there are any right-wing homosexual charities. Stonewall are in a lot of trouble at the moment for their promotion of transgenderism, and the homosexuals are saying, well, the word is sexual, it's homosexual, and to confuse sex with gender is what is causing all these problems here, is because Stonewall are now saying that a homosexual is somebody that is attracted to the same gender, but then they're saying that there are 150 different genders to choose from. So it doesn't add up, does it? If there are 150 different genders that you can choose from, and you're only homosexual if you are sexually attracted to your own gender, that's not what it is. It's if you are attracted to your own sex, which of course gives you cognitive dissonance if they're going to then say that it's to do with gender. So Stonewall are getting a bit of pushback from the homosexuals in the same way that the feminist community are getting some pushback from the trans-exclusionary radical feminists, the TERFs, that don't want transgenders to be included in feminism and don't want transgenders to be in the women-only spaces, which, you know, that's fair enough. Although, normally, I mean, if it was a genuine transgender, they're not really going to be able to tell unless they look very carefully. It's the types that have only, it's the mentally deranged types, I guess, that are just dressing up as the opposite sex and just trying it to gain attention for themselves or are trying it so that they can abuse the women themselves that are the threat. And we've had that happen in the prisons. We've had people claim to be transgender so that they can get put into a female only prison, and then they've gone on to rape the female prisoners. So we have all sorts of problems that are being caused by this promotion of this. And this charity is making things worse. Stonewall said in advice reported by The Telegraph that it is unnecessary to say boys and girls when referring to learners of all genders. You could instead say learners. Well, saying boys and girls is like saying ladies and gentlemen, isn't it? It's like the children's equivalent of ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure they like to be called boys and girls. They know that it is referring to them. You say learners and you think, well, who's that referring to? Learner car drivers? I mean, that's normally where you get the term learner, is somebody with L plates on their car. The LGBTQ plus charity also called for the teaching of the controversial and grammatically dubious they-them pronouns, saying that teachers should refrain from using any unnecessarily gendered language. Instead of using he or she, you could use they. Well, they and them are not always grammatically correct. When you are using the word he or she, sometimes you can use they or them, but not all of the time. And it means that instead of being able to speak in a natural flow in the way that I'm speaking now, it means that people will have to double check what they're saying before they actually speak it, which means that, you know, the conversation is going to be stilted, and it also means that they're going to end up making mistakes and they're going to end up self-censoring. That's what they're calling for. That's what this charity are calling for. They're calling for teachers to self-censor in order to promote gender confusion. Avoid dividing learners by gender, whether in the classroom, you could divide them by their favourite colour, month of birth or something else, or through uniform, sports activities or other aspects of school life, Stonewall went on to demand. So what they're saying there is that your favourite colour is more important than what gender you are, or what month you are born is an identifier. Gender itself is an identifier. We are split up into males and females. Race is also another identifier. All of this stems from this idea that race is a social construct, and now this idea that gender is a social construct, and it's not. It's basic biological reality that they are trying to overturn here. Our identity is based upon who we are. It's not based upon what your favourite colour is or what month you were born, and it's not based on where you were born either. It's based on who you are. It's fundamental to you. It's who your ancestors were, and it's what sex you are, and that determines who you are, that determines your identity. Another advice booklet produced by Stonewall said that trans pupils should have unfettered access to toilets, changing rooms and dormitories in which they feel the most comfortable. So none of this is about making the rest of society feel comfortable. All of this is about trying to just pandering to the interests of this tiny minority in society, which is getting bigger and bigger because we are pandering to their interests, because the children see that the trans pupils get this special attention, and everybody has to self-censor around them. Everybody has to pretend that they're a different gender to the one that they were actually born as. And they see that and they think, well, I would like some of that attention. If I pretend to be the opposite gender, then I'll get all of this attention. So you can see why this is leading to an increase. And this is what I don't understand. Do they want to see an increase? I mean, it is a medically defined problem, isn't it? It's gender dysphoria. And they say that it requires medical intervention. So you would think they would want to try to avoid people being like that. They would want to avoid people being transgender. And the way to do that, of course, is to reinforce gender. And by saying that they're just doing this to try and make the transgenders feel equal, or just trying to make them feel comfortable, if that has the side effect of increasing the number of them, surely it should be stopped, because it's harmful to the rest of society, because it's changing people that are comfortable within their gender, and it's giving them dysphoria about it. One of the guides produced by the leftist charity stated that the Government Equalities Office funded its work in primary schools. So this is being directly funded by the government for this radically left-wing charity to go into schools and tell teachers how to do their job. A Stonewall spokesman said that the group was very proud of all our work supporting schools to create supportive and inclusive environments which help everyone feel accepted for who they are. But it's not doing that, is it? It's not helping people to feel accepted for who they are. It's trying to confuse people about who they are. It's trying to tell them that there is no such thing as gender. It's a fantasy. It's just imaginary in the little boy's head that he can stand up and wee and the girls can't. I mean, just something like that is something that little boys need to be told is a great thing, that they can stand up and go to the loo and the girls have to sit down, that the little boys can go and have a wee in a bush and the girls have to have a toilet. I mean, that just that sort of thing in itself is going to encourage a little boy to be pleased that he's a little boy and not a little girl. That's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be teaching these kids, to be happy in the gender that they are in. And the way you do that is to show that your gender can do things that the other gender can't. This is why it's so ludicrous to be encouraging women to be doing the things that men do. And because the only way you can get women doing some of the things that men do is by disabling the men, basically. And if you look at things like women's football, why do we have women's football? But, well, because women aren't as good at football as men. Why do they bother doing it if they're not as good at it as men? Why don't they leave that to the men to do and find something that only women can do that men can't do? There are plenty of things that only women can do, such as giving birth, but there are also things that women are better at than men. They're better at being sociable, they're better at interacting with the public, they're better in caring roles such as nursing, looking after old people. I mean, women really excel in the roles that are traditionally there for women, and men excel in the roles that are there traditionally for men. So why would you want to have a big drive in society to encourage a gender that is not particularly good at doing something to do that? It's like the sciences. When you look at the sciences, when you look at physics and mathematics, they are things that men excel in because men excel in logic and women excel in emotion. So what you would really want to do is get the very best men that excel in logic and give them all the resources and encourage them to be the very best physics scientists and mathematicians. Why would you then go to women who are not very good on the whole at mathematics and science and divert all your resources to encouraging more of them to get involved in science? Because the chances of them excelling and discovering new things and being geniuses at physics are very, very, very small. I'm not saying that you can't get women that are very good at physics, but the chances of that happening are extremely minute, and they will be the exception to the rule, that they're not the rule in itself. Whereas men are likely to be good at that. And this is why men outnumber women in those sorts of sciences about 9-1. And yet we heard last year about how one of these physics professors, who is vastly more qualified for the job, I think it was at the CERN laboratory, and he was looked over for the job, and the placement was given to a woman simply because she was a woman and they wanted to get more women into science. Which means that whatever they're doing at CERN could have been far more advanced with this male scientist, if he'd been given the job, rather than this woman that had been given the job, who didn't have half as many quoted theses as the male that was going for the job. I believe he was interviewed by Dr. Edward Dutton recently. Getting back to this article here, the spokesman continued by saying they are confident that the advice that we give schools is robust and in line with the Department for Education's guidance for schools in England and the Equality and Human Rights Commission's Equality Act Code of Practice. But what about if both of those actually conflict? I mean, is it in line with the Department for Education's guidance for schools to confuse children about their gender? Have they said we want to confuse children? No, they haven't. But they haven't said that they can't confuse children either. But you shouldn't have to say that people can't do something that is harmful. People should just not try to do that. And this Equality and Human Rights Commission, it just seems to be that it's about promoting transgenderism, the same as when the homosexuals demand the rights to propagandize homosexuality to children. It seems what we have here is transgenders demanding the right to propagandize transgenderism to children, and to go one step further and demand the right to confuse them about their gender while they're very young, which leads to more of them having gender dysphoria. A Government Equalities Office spokesperson said six organisations were awarded funding to deliver programmes tackling anti-homophobic, biphobic and transphobic bullying in schools across the country. The funding was a one-off payment for 2019-2020. So Stonewall were actually given money to try and stop bullying. But what they're actually doing is trying to confuse children about what gender they are. And they're telling the teachers that the way to prevent bullying in schools is to just don't call the children boys and girls, just call them all learners. That isn't going to stop bullying. And to want to stop bullying, we'll just confuse all the children about their gender just because we want to stop bullying. Even if it did stop bullying, it wouldn't be worth confusing children about their gender, would it? And forcing them to a life of sadness and depression at not being happy in the gender that they are. The charity has recently come under fire, with Equalities Minister Liz Truss lobbying for the government to remove funding from the radical LGBTQ plus charity over the exorbitant amount of taxpayers' money going to the group. Why is this money going to the group? Well, it's going to the group so that the government can say, look how anti-homophobia we are. We are paying out lots of money to this homosexual advocacy group. But what about the people that aren't homosexual? What about the people that aren't transgender? This money is not going to stopping straight people from bullying homosexual people. This money is going towards confusing the straight people and trying to turn them into homosexuals and transgenders. And this is why it's all been banned in Hungary recently, because Viktor Orban doesn't want the children of Hungary to be confused about their gender, and he doesn't want them propagandized into becoming homosexuals. I mean, how could he look the Hungarian people in the face, knowing that he hadn't prevented this sort of thing from being taught to the children? How could you look elderly people in the face, knowing that you're the reason why they don't have any grandchildren, because you allowed the promotion of homosexuality to their children when they were at school, and they decided they were going to be homosexual or transgender, and they didn't produce any grandchildren for them? And the whole idea of a government is that it should be promoting the well-being and the welfare of the people of that country. And that's not what we're seeing here. What we're seeing here is the government is giving money to this group to undermine the cohesiveness of the nation. I mean, you're undermining the cohesiveness of what it actually means to be a human being. All human beings are divided into males and females, and if you can confuse that, you're just undermining life itself. And to think that it's the government that's paying for this, it's not that the homosexuals and the transgenders have all got together and said, we want to confuse everyone. It's this charity that are getting the money to do this. And a lot of homosexuals and a lot of transsexuals are against what this Stonewall group are doing. A report from the Taxpayers Alliance this month found that between 2015 and 2019, the government gave Stonewall at least £2,616,000 in funding. I mean, just think what Patriotic Alternative could do with £2 million from the government. All the ways that they would help our people rather than try to undermine our people, which is what this Stonewall group is doing. On top of that, schools that are members of the Stonewall School and College Champion Programme pay the charity a yearly fee of £150 plus VAT for schools with fewer than 100 pupils. The fee rises to £800 plus VAT for schools with over 2,000 pupils. This sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it? It sounds like if you pay Stonewall, they'll put you on their diversity champion program, and you can then claim that you're a diversity champion and you're approved by Stonewall, who are approved by the government, and you can put that on your advertising for the school and say what a good little promoter of multiculturalism you are. And if you don't have that, if you don't have Stonewall saying that you're a diversity champion, well, what's that then? Is that an enemy of diversity? And of course, people aren't going to want to go to that school because it's not a champion of diversity. And we've got almost like a gangster thing here where they're with paying for protection money from Stonewall, paying to be called a diversity champion so that they're not going to tell the press that you encourage the bullying of transgenders. Tanya Carter of the Safe Schools Alliance UK said it is shocking that cash-strapped schools are paying for misinformation from Stonewall that undermines basic safeguarding. Single-sex sports are important to girls for reasons of privacy and dignity. This is necessary to increase girls' participation, Ms. Carter said, adding, girls' participation in sports is essential to both physical and mental health. And this is it. This is what it boils down to, is basically dignity. If you've got girls and boys playing sports together, and it's not going to be good for the boys either, because, you know, if they want to win, they could end up hurting the girl, and then they're going to have that on their conscience that they hurt this girl. It's a ridiculous idea that girls and boys should be playing sports together. And what about the boy that gets beaten by the girl? I mean, how embarrassing is that going to be for him? Again, that's going to cause mental problems, isn't it? It has also emerged on Saturday that the prestigious St. Paul's Girls' School in Hammersmith in London, reportedly a Stonewall School and College champion school, has decided to rename the honorary top girl position to the more inclusive head of school, as celebrating the top performing girl was deemed to come with too many binary connotations. Doesn't it mean that they're the headmaster or the headmistress if they're called the head of school? And isn't that what the top girl has always been called there? And surely the girls at that school, that's what they want to be. They want to be the top girl, don't they? They don't want to be the head of the school. They want to be something that has a tradition behind it. The woke push in Britain's education system has also seeped into the universities, including Manchester, which issued a lengthy language code to professors saying that they should abandon terms like mother and man in order to be more inclusive. It's not inclusive, though, is it? Because it's excluding the 99.9% of the population that are either male or female. And this is why they're saying they're doing it, is because they want to be more inclusive to the 0.whatever% of the population it is that is transgender. And we've gone from this 0.0 of a percent up to 10% of the population now in one part of America, of the younger population that are now identifying as transgender. And it's clearly down to this. It's clearly down to this idea that we should be teaching children to be gender neutral. If you are lucky enough to have children, I hope that you do all you can to reinforce gender norms and reinforce gender and teach your children to be happy in the gender that they are in, because it's going to be very dangerous for them if they are at school or when they go to school to be taught this sort of stuff, because it's just designed to confuse them and to create more transgenders. And we really need to see somebody putting a stop to it. And I mean, at least it does look as if one of these politicians is calling for the funding to be removed. This Equalities Minister, Liz Truss, she's calling for the government to remove funding. But I haven't seen anybody saying what I'm saying here, that the teaching of gender neutrality is harmful to people, and that that is the cause of this gender dysphoria. And the fact that the diagnosis, the medical diagnosis, is gender dysphoria, it means it is something that you wish to avoid. It's dysphoria. It's not euphoria. It's something that we should be doing all we can to prevent our children from becoming. Surely we don't want to see more transgenders. I don't think I've even heard any transgenders saying that they would like to create more of them. I mean, who would wish to be confused about their gender? And yet that is what the result of what this Stonewall is doing is going to be. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.